USA Radio News.
A U.S. judge in Texas has blocked President Joe Biden's plan to provide millions of borrowers with up to $20,000 apiece in federal student loan forgiveness, a plan that was already on hold as a federal appeals court in St. Louis considered a separate lawsuit by six states challenging it. District Court Judge Mark Pittman said that the program took over Congress's power to make laws. In a statement, he wrote, quote, "In this country, we are not ruled by an all-powerful executive with a pen and a phone," end quote. Four deaths have been tied to Tropical Storm Nicole, all in Florida's Orange County. A man and a woman died after they were electrocuted by a downed power line on Thursday morning. Two others died in a car crash on Florida's Turnpike, in a probable storm-related death. If there's a rail strike, it will happen sometime after Thanksgiving.
If the nation has a rail strike, it won't happen before Thanksgiving. Four major rail unions have agreed to coordinate the date so they could go on strike. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees has been ready to strike as soon as November 20th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least four of former President Donald Trump's attorneys were ordered to pay $50,000 plus legal fees to one of the 29 defendants named in his RICO suit against Hillary Clinton. The lawsuit, which a lower court had already deemed, quote, frivolous, claimed Clinton directed the production of a case alleging Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Nicole may have unearthed a Native American burial site in Florida after a group of people stumbled upon human remains. Since the burial ground is federally protected, bypassers are prohibited from digging up other remains and items from the tribe. A Connecticut judge has imposed another $473 million in punitive damages against InfoWars host Alex Jones for calling the Sandy Hook shooting a hoax, adding to the $965 million jury-ordered sum on Jones last month. The conspiracy theorist, who is expected to challenge the verdict, also had his assets frozen. LeBron James is calling for Kyrie Irving's return to the NBA after Irving was suspended by the Brooklyn Nets for promoting an anti-Semitic film, then doubling down and refusing to apologize. Irving eventually released an apology following his suspension, and James says that the NBA should let bygones be bygones. In a tweet, he stated, quote, "Kyrie apologized and he should be able to play," end quote. James went on to say that although he doesn't believe in sharing hurtful information, people should, quote, "help him learn" instead of punishing Irving. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.